So Parsha Shmini. So Vayim Bayom Hashmini Kara Moshe LeAaron LeBonav LeZikni Yisrael. So what's the Bayom Hashmini? So Rashi says Bayom Hashmini LeMiluim. Chazal say is Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shabohu Kama Mishkan. That's Bayom Hashmini. So the question the Ibn Ezra asks here, Bayom Hashmini is always Mashma the Shmini Shmini LaChodesh, meaning the Shmini of the month. So Chazal say Shmini LeMiluim. And the Baal explains even more to Ibn Ezra, because to say that Shmini LaMiluim is much that there is such a thing as 8 days of Miluim. But the Miluim is only 7 days. If the Miluim is only 7 days, how can you make this the Shmini? So the Baal says the reason why it's called Shmini is because it's part of the Miluim, but it's not part of the Miluim. Because this is the main reason for the Miluim. The Miluim, the seven Shiva Semi Miluim, are a chona for the Yom HaShmini. So the Yom HaShmini is in between. Is the 8th day, because it is a follow-up to the Shiva Semei Miluim, but the Shiva Semei Miluim are called Shiva Semei Miluim, not Shmoina Semei Miluim, because the Yom HaShmini is separate from the Shiva Semei Miluim. Okay? So the question is, first of all, why is the Yom HaShmini the Ikar versus the 7, which are not the Ikar, which are the Tofel? And what's the idea of having Shiva Semei Miluim, Shiva Semei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu? Was every day, Rashi already brings down in Parshas Pekudei, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and take down the Mishkan. Put up the Mishkan and take down the Mishkan. Even though there's a halacha that the Kohanim had to sit in front of the Mishkan, they had to sit in front of the Mishkan only while the Mishkan was up. But Moshe would take it down. Chaya oimed upoirek. And by Yom HaShmini, he put up the Mishkan and the Mishkan stayed on. So what's the idea of taking it and putting it back? Why is that necessary in the Mishkan? And why there is Shiva Semei Miluim? Now, the Shiva Semei Miluim, the one who was Meshameshet, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen during those days. It's Machloik, the Gemara in Zvachim. How long was Moshe Rabbeinu a Kohen for? Was he only a Kohen for the Shiva Semei Miluim? Was he supposed to be a Kohen forever, but he lost it to Aaron? Or was Moshe Rabbeinu a Kohen forever? But the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu for sure was a Kohen during Shiva Semei Miluim. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu the Kohen during Shiva Semei Miluim? As opposed to everything else, to at the other time that he was. So that's question number one. Now, during the Shiva Semei Miluim, the Gemara has a question, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? So the Gemara in Tainis, in David Beis, David Alfamud Beis, goes the following. The Gemara has three shilas. The Gemara says the following. Bo minei. Okay, Marukva uklil ninzak. Marukva was invited to Ginzak. Bo minei. They asked him three questions. Misanim leshoiz or misanim leshoiz. Meaning, can you have a tinis which is partial? Lohav beodi didn't know. Kankanim shel nochrim. If you have barrels, if you have vessels of non-kosher wine, non-Jewish wine, yeah, nesach, which are made out of clay, they are clay barrels. Asurim mutarim, can you use them? Because you can kasher them. Can you use them or not? Lo havi beod, he did not know. And b'mah shimesh Moshe kol Shiva Semei Miluim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during those Shiva Semei Miluim that he was a Kohen? What did he wear in those days? And lo havi beod. So, now, what's the shiloh? What did he wear in those 7 days? So Rashi says, he could not have worn Birkat HaKehuna. First of all, because Birkat HaKehuna are for Aaron. And he was number one Azar. So he says, Be'arun is Ksiv Bigdi Kihuna. By him doesn't say Bigdi Kihuna. Okay. Lo Matzino Boy. And Rashi Ben Ezra says also because Bigdi Kihuna is made for Aaron, not for Moshe. So first of all, because Bigdi Kihuna only says by Aaron, and Bigdi Kihuna only belongs to Aaron. Now, he didn't know. Okay. Ozil v'shol b'medrusha, he comes to the base medrash to ask, and Omru lady tell him three alochas. Il chasa bis'anim l'shoes. The idea is that you could have a partial tainis, or mispal mitfilas tainis, and you could say aneinu, if you would only fast for half a day. V'il chasa kankanim shel lochrim, meaning if you have vessels of goyim, l'achash nimosar mutorim, after 12 months that they are in use, if you have clay barrels or clay vessels, vessels made out of clay, after 12 months you could use. In other words, after Yainas, the Yain, because the Yain is cold, you could use other things. B'mashim ish Moshe kol Shiva Semei Miluim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shiva Semei Miluim? Bechaluk Lavan. He wore a white cloth. And Rav Kahana masdi bechaluk Lavan shein lo imra. And Rav Kahana says, what does Chaluk Lavan mean? What kind of a white cloth? He wore a white cloth without imra. Without imra is a machloek is reshoinim. Rashi says, without imra, without any sleeves, it was made out of one cloth. The other place brings down two shittas. Imra, that didn't have a hem, was straight without a hem. Or third is Imra with an ayin, that didn't have any wool. We know that Big Dekoyen have wool and has linen, has flax. He was only made out of linen flax, no wool whatsoever. Shein Imra. So the question is, number one, why the Big De Moshe Rabbeinu have to wear a Beged Lovan Shein Imra? And why Beged Lovan? And why Beged Lovan Shein Imra? Why couldn't have an Imra? Why Dafka specifically a Beged Lovan? And according to Tosfos, why did it have to be Dafka flax, a Dafka of linen, not wool? And the Gemara has to say Rav Kahana. So what's the significance of that? That's question number one. Question number two, what's the kesher? What's the relationship between the three shilas? They ask three shilas. The lechora don't have anything to do with each other. It appears to be that Rabbi Marukva went to Ginzak, and Ginzak, they had some kind of a log with questions, and they asked the three questions, but appears to be that they have nothing to do with each other. So the Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah says two of them do have a shaychus. Because if you hold misanim leshoes, or in misanim leshoes, meaning a partial tain is a partial tain is or not, you look at Esther. Esther said, "Yishvitzu malai shloishes yomim. You should go ahead and fast for me 3 days." So the machloek is in the medrash. Did she fast really 3 days? Or maybe she did only partial days. Shloishes yomim doesn't mean yomim. It means partial days. The beginning, the end of the first day, the second day entirely, and the beginning of the third day, because we saw the Mershoyes. So says the Chasam Sofer, that would be Toloi. If you hold Bis'anim L'shoes, so the word Yom means partial Yom, right? That's why Shloishes Yomi means partial Yom. If you hold in Bis'anim L'shoes, Yom means a full day. So now when it says by the Mishkan, it says, says you have to sit in front of the Yoel Moed day and night. If day and night means day, means a full day, it means that the Mishkan had to be put up and not taken down. Because the Pasuk says, Yom HaValayla. So if that was a Din Mishkan, Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in Daf Kufit Beis, Zvochim says the following. The Gemara says there is a Mandomer who holds the Moshe Rabbeinu as a Kohen throughout. So if he asks Tosfos, why does the Gemara ask only by Shiva Semiya Miluim what was Moshe Rabbeinu Meshamesh with? He should have asked what was Moshe Rabbeinu Meshamesh throughout his life. He didn't have Big De Kehuna. So Tosfos says, no, Shiva Semiya Miluim have a special problem. Number one, because since the Mishkan was put up and taken down, it has a din of Boma. And a Boma, and we know there's no Big De Kehuna. So that's what the Gemara is asking. And also here is Big De Kehuna before the Big De Kehuna were given to Aaron. After they were given to Aaron, they have Shek Big De Kehuna, but it's only the Shemini. That's the day that he wore the Bgodim, and there was a special inauguration. But here is before the inauguration. So that's the issue. So Zokt Chasam Sofer, if you go ahead, the more shalas like this, if you miss anim leshoes, so meaning a partial tainis is a partial tainis, so it means the word yom by the Megillah means a partial day. So then you could say that when it says by the Mishkan that Shiva Semiya Miluim, the Kohen had to seek yom and valayla, also means on a partial day. So it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu took down the Mishkan every day. If so, he didn't wear Big De Kehuna, so what did he wear? But if you hold any sanim l'shoes, so yom means the entire day, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says by the miluim, yom v'layla means the entire day, so the Mishkan was already a permanent structure from day one, so you wore Big De Kehuna. So the shaila, if you wore, what did he wear, was only if any sanim, if any sanim l'shoes. If any sanim l'shoes, you don't have a shaila. So that's what they asked him, any sanim l'shoes or not, and according to that, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? Because if any sanim l'shoes means the Mishkan was permanent, was the entire day, so you were Big De Kehuna. But if you only sanim l'shoes, so it's like a... But the question is, what does it have to do with Kanim Shel Lochem? Anyway, and what's the idea that here is interesting, if misanim l'shoes, so the idea is, the word is very clear, if misanim l'shoes, if there is a partial tainis, Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear Big De Kehuna, he wore something else, the Gemara is a Shaila. But if any Misanim L'shoes, if the time is only the entire day, Moshe Rabbeinu wore Big De Kehuna. Why is it all Zeh B'Zeh? You're right, it works that way in the Megillah, but why is that way? So the question is, what's the Gemara asking? According to that, why do you have to wear a Choluk Lovan? Why a Choluk Lovan Shel Nimra? Why is this Toloi Misanim L'shoes? And what's the Kesher to Kankanim Shel Nochrim? Okay, so that's the second set of questions. And the third one is Mashal the Gemara Dios Meshabbos on Shiva Semiya Miluim. However, is a steer in Rashi, if Yom HaShmini, what you call it, if Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh on Yom HaShmini also or not. Rashi, in the end of Parshas Pkudei, says clearly, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh on the Shmini Shemiluim also. It says in the Pasuk, Vayal Allah Vesa'oila Vesa'mincha, right? The Sa'oila Vesa'mincha, so Rashi says, Af B'Yom HaShmini Limiluim, Sh'yom HaKom HaSamishkan, Shimesh Moshe V'karotzu B'Dibu. On the Yom HaShmini, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Meshamesh on the Miluim. Okay? Chutz Mi'Oseyom. So he was Meshamesh on the Korbanos on that day also. He brought the Korban Atomit and he brought the Ketores. So he's already brought down that's a Shtir in Rashi. Because Rashi, in the Yud Beis, Amud Beis, in the Gemara in Zvochim, the Gemara says that a minimum size of the kiyor is a kiyor that has enough water for four Kohanim to wash their hands. Because it says by the kiyor, the Verocha Tzuvimenu Moshe Aroin Ubarov. And the minimum of one of them is four, is two. So the four Kohanim have to do. So Rashi says in Zvochim, even though the four never washed hands together, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh, Aaron was not Meshamesh. But still, the Pasuk requires four, and the Pasuk mentions four. The question is, according to Rashi, Yom HaShmini, Moshe Rabbeinu was Yom Meshamesh. So how can Rashi say in Zvochim that they were not Meshamesh at the same time? So Rabbi Leib Mali brings down the Mara, and the Mara is in Sar Pashas Pkudei. The Mara in Pashas Pkudei is the following. If, according to Shittas Rashi, the Korban HaTomid and the Ketores was brought down by Moshe in Yom HaShmini, because only the Korban HaSayoim were brought by Aaron, meaning all the Korbanos of inauguration were brought by Aaron, there's a problem. Because the Seir Rosh Chodesh, who brought the Seir Rosh Chodesh, is Mucha from Rashi, from the Psukin, and from the Gemara, that the one who brought was Aaron. Hen hevei sichata sayoim ha'ita b'nei Hashem. The Gemara in Zvachim says Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, perhaps you didn't eat the Korban Rosh Chodesh because it was brought by Anoinen. No. Aaron says, I brought the Korban, ani hevesi, and the Kohen Gadol is makrivoinen. So you see, before from the Gemara and from the Prosa, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, did you bring the Korban Baninus? It's Mukach, that the one who brought Korban Rosh Chodesh was not Moshe, was Aaron. One second, the Prosa, Rashi just said, Pashas Pukudet, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Beshamas Beshivas in Yom HaShmini. So says the Maral Givalda Kechidush, the Moshe Rabbeinu was only Meshamesh until Hashros HaShchina. From the second of Hashros HaShchina, Aaron HaKohen was Meshamesh. So all the Korbanos that had to precede the Avodah Sayoim were done by Moshe, but Seir Rosh Chodesh, since it could have been brought later, they delayed to bring it after Hashros HaShchina, and Aaron brought it. So Seir Rosh Chodesh, Aaron HaKohen brought it. So Vimira, there's no stir in Rashi. The Rashi in Achinami, Ma'ar Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh Yom HaShmini. But Moshe Rabbeinu was only Meshamesh when Aaron was not Meshamesh. Aaron was Meshamesh when there was Ashras HaShchina. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh when there was no Ashras HaShchina. Okay, so that answers Rashi. So the four concurrently were not Meshamesh. Okay? The question that's obvious is why the cutoff for Aaron is Ashras HaShchina. First of all, we just asked before, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be Meshamesh in Shivas Yemei Miluim? But more important, why after Ashros HaShchina, only Aaron HaKohen brings it, not Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is very funny. It asks the Gvura Sari. One second. The Gemara only asks, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Meshamesh on Shivas Yemei Miluim? According to Rashi, it's not Shivas Yemei Miluim, it's Shmoinas Yemei Miluim. The Gemara should have asked Shaila, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Meshamesh on Yom HaShmini? We're just saying the Yom HaShmini Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Meshamesh. So the Rashash says, Bishloma, according to Tosis. Tosis just said, what was the problem Shivas Yemei Miluim? Either because the Mishkan was temporary, it had a Din Boma, or it didn't have a Din Boma, but Bigdi Kehuna were not created, but Bigdi Kehuna were not operative until Yom HaShmini. So the Yom HaShmini, the Mishkan was permanent, and Bigdi Kehuna was already introduced. For sure, Moshe Rabbeinu was makriv with Bigdi Kehuna. So that's why the Gemara doesn't have a Shaila. So Moshe Rabbeinu on the Yom HaShmini was makriv with Bigdi Kehuna. So the question is why Moshe Rabbeinu? So it comes out very funny. On the Shiva Yemei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not makriv with Bigdi Kehuna. Cholok lo v'shevu imra. On Yom HaShmini, Moshe Rabbeinu was meshamesh. And that's a big pella. Why was that said? But it's mucha, because the Gemara is only 7 days. And according to Rashi, Shver, because Rashi said the Bigdi Kehuna belonged to Aaron. And we don't see Bigdi Kehuna by Moshe Rabbeinu. So, if that's the case, why Yom HaShmini, he does have Bigdi Kehuna. Why is that? Now, it's muchach he had big tikkun. You know why? Because the pasuk says that Aaron Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he used the kior. V'rachatzu mimenu. When did he use the kior? On Shiva Semiyam Milui, the Posh of Shach, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to use the kior. Why not? Because Boma doesn't need kior. And Tois already says that the Mishkan had the Din Boma. So there is a Netziv. The Netziv says the Megdover. If you look at the kior, it says that you wash the kior or be gishta vela mizbeach, not only when you're makrif, when you get closer to the mizbeach. So the chidush of the netziv is that there is a halacha of washing your hands, even if you're not makrif, when you come to the mizbeach, when you come to the kodesh. So even though you had dimoma on the 7 days and is not required to use a kior, still the pasuk says you need a kior because you approach the mishkan. But this is machlok is showing him if there is a din kior, if there's no avoida. So lechere to be toil in Rashi. But posh pshat is Rashi holds that the Shiva Sami Miluim did not require a kior, the same way they did not require big de kehuna. The kior that was done is only the Yom HaShmini. That is the one that required a kior. That's why the pasuk says, V'rochatsu mimenu Moshe Aaron Ubanov on the Yom HaShmini. And according to Rashi, lechere you were big de kehuna. That's why the one ever has a shiloh on the Yom HaShmini. So the question is, number one, why did Moshe Rabbeinu wear big dikehuna lechol? They only belong to Aaron. Why, according to Tosfos, comes out funny that Moshe Rabbeinu was meshames Yom HaShmini be big dikehuna. So what is that idea all about? And the kior, the pasuk says that you need a kior of four people, even though there were never four people using the kior because Moshe Rabbeinu used before Ashuras Hashchina, and Aaron HaKohen used after Ashuras Hashchina. Why do you need a kior of four? So Rashi says that's what the pasuk says. But why? Why does the pasuk require four people? So the three questions is, what's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu be meshames Shiva Semiyam Miluim? That's number one. What's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is meshames be big de love and shein lo yimra and the whole Gemara Shak Levetari on that? And the third one is, why in Yom HaShmini Moshe Rabbeinu is yes meshames be big de kehuna with a kior? And why the Ashroas Hashchina is that differential between the two? So the Maral says in several places. The Maral is in Parshas Pekudei. The Maral is in Parshas Tzav and in our Parsha. And is the Maral also in Sefer HaNetzach and Perek Nun Dalet. Says the Maral the following idea. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Meshamesh Shiva Semiyam Miluim. There's a difference between Shiva Semiyam Miluim and Yom HaShmini. Shiva Semiyam Miluim is the Achona for the Avoida. Yom HaShmini is the beginning of Avoida. The Achona for Avoida. Why did Mishkan, now the Maral doesn't say that, but that's the Pshat in the Maral. Why did the Mishkan have to be up and down and to be put up? Because the first 7 days is the same way there was Binyan Bridas Olam. The Mishkan is a parallel to Bridas Olam. That's what the Gemara says, the Yoda Betzal Letzarev Oysa Shenivre Bem Shamayim Voretz. That's why if we rest from the Binyan, from the creation of the world, we rest from the Binyan HaMishkan. The Mishkan, like the Maral says, and the Rabban also, is a microcosmos of the world. So the same way that the world had to be created in 7 days, there was a new Hakomas HaMishkan because Moshe Rabbeinu had to recreate the Mishkan for 7 days. Now, why Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the world was Nivra b'midah sadin. B'tchila ola b'dayto livra b'midah sadin. B'midah sadin is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu always represents midah sadin. The tikkun ezoyer, Baal brings down tikkun ezoyer. Moshe Rabbeinu is represented b'midah sadin. So zikr the kiuna had to be b'midah sadin because that's achona for avoida. All the concept of creating the mokom avoida is midah sadin. Right, we all know this. What's mokom avoida? Mokom avoida is creating the chalal upon. It's creating a kudosh bochu kebe'ochol withdrawing for the world, allowing us, which is Dafka. That's why Dafka, the Chanukah, the Mishbeach, comes for the Tikkun HaYareach. You see, the first Korban HaYom, the Aaron HaKohen brings down, is the Tikkun HaYareach, which is the Tikkun of that withdrawal, right? Because that is the idea. So the world was created by Midas Adin. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Meshames B'Oisam Shiva Sayom in Bebigde Keunam. Oh, I'm sorry, be big deal of it. Because that's the avoida of only Midas Adin. Midas Adin, Kibiochel, is creating a vacuum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a world of vacuum. Our avoida is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the world. Kibiochel, to bring Chesed into the world. It's the Chesed that comes through Midas Adin. That's why Ashros HaShchina, says the Maral, is always, that's what Maral says in Sefer HaNetzach, is only through Aaron. Because Aaron, as Tikkun HaZoyah says, is Keneged Chesed. So what's chesed? Is to take in this world and to be mamshech asuras hashchina, to kibiyochol, to bring gilui to the world of Seser. And that's why to the world of gilui is Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen is the one who brings that. Aaron HaKohen is the one that brings that concept here. So Mimela comes out like this. Aaron HaKohen is Ashros HaShechina, because Ashros HaShechina is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back in the world. It's Kibiyochol bringing Hashpo and Chesed through Midas Adin, through the Mokom Avoida, which is the whole concept of the world. Is that HaKadosh Baruch wanted to give us Chesed that comes Davka through Midas Adin. Now the Chidush of Midas Adin is the Midas Adin is temporary. Is something that's not forever. Only Midas HaChesed is forever. So therefore, the Din Kehuna on those days, the Din Boma, because was by nature temporary. That's why Torah says is not a permanent idea, and that's why it doesn't require Big Din Kehuna. The Godim of Moshe Rabbeinu is Big Din Lovan. Now, why Big Din Lovan? I'm going to use the Nachmas Dovid. The Nachmas Dovid says Lovan is Midas HaChesed. So when a person does of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the concept of Midas Adin, he wore Davka the Godim of Chesed, to realize that the Midas Adin is coming only because of Chesed. Because of Chesed is creating Din. So Moshe Rabbeinu is creating Din Davka with a Chol Klovan. And the reason of Chol Klovan is also because that's what he created. He created a Mokom Avoida. He created a Mokom Ponoi. He created a blank space for us to create something. Aaron HaKohen brings Big Din Kehuna, and Big Din Kehuna is the one that you bring, Big Din Kehuna, Shmoneh Bgodim. Half of them are Bgodim of, what you call it, half of the Bgodim are Lovan, and half of the Bgodim are Zov. Because that's what the Kohen does, he takes Chesed into a world of Din. He's the one who's Moshe Chesed, he's the one who does the Avoida. All of our Avoida is to be Mamshe Chesed in the world of Din. Because of our Avoida is to be Zoyche Chesed through Midas Adin. So Mimela Moshe Rabbeinu was Davka Bechol Klovan. He didn't have Big Din Kehuna because he's not Avoida. He's only temporary. He's creating Midas Adin. He's creating a blank place, which is the whole concept of wearing Big Din Lovan. And that's why his Big Din Lovan, his Big Din Lovan is very interesting. Lovan, which is the Tzev of Chesed, because he created the space and that's the ultimate Chesed. But it's Davka not with Tzemer, which is the clothing of Chesed, but Davka, that's why Ein Lo Yimra, according to Toises, is a beged that has no tzemer, he had only Pishtim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Midas Adin. Pishtim, as you always say, is Midas Adin. Bad Bevadi is the one that creates a very individualistic, very separateness, versus vis-a-vis tzemer, which is all mixed up together. So Moshe Rabbeinu is creating the void of Midas Adin, which is Brias Olam. And it allows Midas HaChesed to be done. That's why Aaron HaKohen is the only one who comes when there's Ashros HaShechina. Because Aaron HaKohen is Chesed. Chesed is always Ashros HaShechina. It's Chesed. That when you mamshe Chesed, Chesed is Hashpo. Midas Adin is withdrawal. So Moshe Rabbeinu creates the withdrawal, Aaron HaKohen. So that's why the Kehun of Aaron comes exactly after Ashros HaShechina of Aaron HaKohen. But you always have a transition, always as a Ben HaShmoshes. The Ben HaShmoshes is when the two get together. You know what the Ben HaShmoshes, which is Tziref Lo Midas HaRachamim, is that Yom HaShmini, which is Keneged, the Yom HaShmini is Keneged Bina, right? That's the result, because the ultimate Avoid of Aaron will be the ultimate Yom HaShmini, which is Lo Silovoi. All of this world, we have Mamshich, Chesed, and Hashpo to this world through the mitzvahs, that in the world, which is a world of withdrawal, we bring Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the ultimate will be the Yom HaShmini. So Yom HaShmini is the Tachlis, it's not a part of it, but it's the Tachlis of the Shiva Sayomim. And who is the one, what is in between? In between the Yom HaShvi'i and Yom HaShmini is Moshe Rabbeinu when he gives himself over to Aaron. So in the Yom HaShmini, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes Aaron. He wears the big Dior Aaron and he does the Avoida as Achona for Aaron. Because Midas Adin becomes incorporated into Midas HaChesed. So that Tziref Lo Midas HaRachamim, which is that Bein HaShmoshes, that when Midas Adin transitions into Midas HaChesed, that is the Yom HaShmini, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Meshamesh Bebide Kehuna. Because the whole idea is that the reason why it's not Meshamesh Bebide Kehuna, like Torah said, because it's temporary. Temporary, the idea is that it's only creating space, but Midas Adin is not something that exists forever. Chitzai Echol Lebam, Chazal say, right? Chitzai Kol Leveinam Kol, Midas Adin gets destroyed but Klal Yisrael doesn't get destroyed. So Midas HaDin is temporary. So Yimila comes out very gishmak, all the questions. Why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Mishamish? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Midas HaDin. The world was created by Midas HaDin. Why is the cutoff Ashruas HaShchina? Because Aaron HaKohen represents Ashruas HaShchina. He is Midas HaChesed. What's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila, the three of them are Toloi. Tainis, which is the feeling. Is there Lishoyes or not? The Gemara Shaila, is it temporary or not? And Nafkimina is, if Midas HaDin is temporary, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is not Meshamesh Bebig De Kehuna. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is only temporary. So he does a Beged Lov and Shem Leimra. It's only space, but it's not Avoida. But if Misanim, not Leshoyes, Tainis is the entire time, the suffering can fill the entire void. So it's possible Moshe Rabbeinu is Meshamesh Bebig De Kehuna. So that's why the two questions. And that's the question by Chavir Shel Nochrim. Chavir Shel Nochrim is that something, Chavir Shel Nochrim is something that carries wine. And like Shai himself says, the wine always represents the Chet Etzadas. What happens if there is no tikkun? Does it get destroyed or not? So if it gets destroyed, so Midas HaDin is forever. So then you could say, Ein Misanim L'Shoes, and you could say, the Moshe Rabbeinu is B'Shavas Big Dekuna. But the three shalas are, because if you hold Misanim L'Shoes, that tainis is only temporary, you don't even need a full day. And the Chavir Shel Nochrim. Chavir Shel Nochrim means that the vessels or the barrels or the what you call it, or the what you call it, or the bottles which are made of clay that they cannot be kashered, in the end they can be used. It means that Midas HaDin is not final, that in the end it gets used anyway. So if that is the case, so Moshe Rabbeinu was never Meshamesh Big Dekuna, because Moshe Rabbeinu can never be the final. It's only temporary. And that's why the Gemara has those three shilas. The three shilas is Midas HaDin permanent? Is there a permanence to Midas HaDin, or is Midas HaDin only temporary? So the Gemara says, Taka Alocha is Misanim L'Shoes. Tainis is only temporary. The Kadim Shel Nochrim, those vessels of Goyim, if there is no Tikkun, they become Mutar. Once the Tam is lost after 12 months and you can't taste it anymore, you could use it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, was not Meshamesh B'Big Dekuna, because this is not a Mishkan, this is only temporary. The Avoida Moshe Rabbeinu is a temporary Avoida. If it's a temporary Avoida, that goes to Aaron. So those three Shailas are the same Shaila. And the Shaila is it temporary or is it forever? And it's interesting, when was the transition? When the Maral says always, when did Moshe Rabbeinu give over to Aaron? Because he brings him to the Mishkan, because Ashruas HaShchina wasn't there, and they come out of the Mishkan, and there was Ashruas HaShchina. So Rashi says, he taught the Mayis HaKtoiris. Because Mayis HaKtoiris is that kesher that's unbreakable. That's a Chavir Shel Nochrim which unbreak. The Ktoiris tells you that no matter what you do, either the Chelbana, you do the Ra, there is a kesher that's unbreakable. That after the time is over, you could use it. Those are, if you look at what are the vessels of clay, the clay vessels is Odom. Odom is the clay vessel that carries on it Yeno Shel Nochrim. Those Yenos, those Chavios, those vessels, which is the human that carries the Yain Shel Nochrim, in the end, if you can't taste it, it's usable. So the idea is Midas HaDin is not perennial, is not forever. There is only a temporary feature to it. It's only this man, all Midas HaDin is not forever. If that is the case, so then Taki, we know that Misanim L'Shoes and Moshe Rabbeinu was not Meshamesh Big Dekuna, but that is the Chona. So Emil comes out very Gishmak also, why is Ashruas HaShchina Daf Karen? And this comes out that this is the paradigm of the universe. The paradigm of the universe is always Midas HaDin as a Chona to Midas HaChesed. Midas HaDin is there is a transition to create to Midas HaChesed. It creates the space of Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is Aaron, and there is always that transition when Midas HaDin mutates, transitions into Midas HaChesed, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu wearing Big Dekuna on the 8th day of the Miluim.